Blog Talk Radio.
Awakened Living is a 21st century movement for people who consider themselves spiritual but not religious, who have a deep hunger for connected community and a divine impulse for personal and global transformation. Our mission is to encourage and inspire the awakening of human consciousness.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Awakened Living Radio. My name is TJ Woodward. I am the host of your show and also the spiritual director of Awakened Living in San Francisco. I'm so delighted you've chosen to be with me today. It is November, and I felt the natural conversation to be in today is what happens when we shift our awareness into gratitude. And what is the role of gratitude in our lives, and how does that affect the way we and experience reality? I'm the author of the book Conscious Being, and I dedicate the second chapter to the teachings of my first spiritual teacher, Mary Helen Brownell. She was an incredible being of light and so influential in my life, not by so much by what she said, but by how she was being in the world. And I sat with in meditation, what were those things that I heard Mary Helen say most often, and what were those things I saw her demonstrate? And so I came up with what I call Mary Helen's seven simple spiritual truths, and they're quite powerful and quite profound, and they've really become the basis of my teaching and my way of being in the world that has changed my life in ways that I can't even imagine, or I couldn't have imagined at that point, I guess I will say. Today, not only can I imagine them, but I get to experience a life filled with more love, more connection, more joy. And isn't that really all what we're seeking? It really does come down to one word, and that is freedom. You know, freedom from attachment, freedom from clinging and aversion, and resting in this great reality that naturally exudes or gives us a sense of gratitude. So what I'm talking about today, or our topic for the day, is the only prayer is thank you. And what I want to begin by saying is how I experienced, or what I thought prayer was early in my life. And what I thought that was, of course, I believed in a very external power, some God up there that I needed to pray to or to surrender to in order to be okay. I also believed there was something inherently wrong with me, or that I was broken in some way. So, of course, I needed to surrender to some power outside of myself in order to find relief. So prayer for me was asking. It was seeking. And it was at some point demanding that I get my way. And what that offered me, or what that brought me, is less freedom. The more I asked, the more I was affirming that I didn't already have everything that I needed. It was affirming that there was something wrong here, something wrong with me and something wrong with the world. So my own evolution has brought me to a place of recognizing that there's really nothing to pray for, only to say thank you for. In my book, Conscious Being, I offer a practice that I have agreed to live, you know, really, a practice that I've agreed to live. And what I mean by that is it started with a conscious practice, and that was thanking everything in my life, sending gratitude to everything in my life. Because I think what happens when we start talking about gratitude is we start making a list of all those things we're grateful for. And although that can be an incredibly powerful practice, and it is certainly one that I did in many different times in my life, I also recognize that inherent in that, there was a sense of judgment of right and wrong. In other words, when I used my gratitude practice as I would wake up in the morning and I would make a list of those things I was grateful for and maybe do that before going to sleep, It was an incredible practice because it did offer a way for me to shift my awareness from those things that I viewed as negative or undesirable and looking at those things that seemed more, quote, positive. But at some point in my evolution, what I recognized is that by focusing on and speaking gratitude for those things that I called good in my life, there was a subtle message I was giving myself and perhaps the universe that there were also things in my life that I could not or should not be grateful for. So at one point, I made a commitment to myself to be grateful for everything. And what I mean by be grateful for everything is to really look at those things in my life that I at one point called bad or negative, but in the end turned out to be something really positive for myself. So I began to play with the idea of what would happen if I just decided to be grateful for everything now. And this really changed me in a really dramatic way because it shifted me from trying to find those things that I could be grateful for that I called positive and into finding gratitude in everything. And I hope that I'm clear about what the difference is. And so I'm going to say it again. Rather than making a list of things I could be grateful for, I began to explore the question, what would happen if I could be grateful for everything? If I could be grateful for all those things that I also call dark and negative, and what would happen if I infuse gratitude into my daily life, into my daily existence? And that really changed everything for me. It shifted me from clinging and striving or aversion to acceptance, to compassion, and to love of this present moment awareness. And so what I came to understand is the more that we tap into our natural gratitude, the more life seemed to give me things to be grateful for. And so I did infuse my day with gratitude for everything that I was calling good and bad, because it is easy to be grateful for, you know, seeing those things that are beautiful. But what about those times that we're stuck in traffic or those times that we're experiencing something that may not be desirable for us? What happens when we say yes to all of our experiences and then we trust that everything is as it should be rather than seeking for it to be different? For me, saying thank you and living in gratitude naturally assists me in coming to alignment with what is rather than clinging to what would happen if I could only get. That really was my life. My life was, how can I manifest something that's not right now? How can I get to a place where I'm going to find peace and comfort? How can I attain a level of happiness? And so I've come to understand that really life is quite different than that in my own current level of awareness. Another way to say that is I can actually be grateful for everything in this moment, regardless of the circumstances. And the energy of gratitude actually naturally brings in more love, more connection, and more joy into my life.